The letter basically stated that a full repeal of COOL is the only option. The Canadian Minister of Agriculture wrote, "For Canada, legislative repeal of COOL is the only approach that will achieve this end." And the Mexican Secretary of Economy wrote, "Retaliation is imminent and inevitable unless and until the U.S. takes action to repeal the underlying COOL statute." Now, the U.S. House has already passed a bill that would repeal COOL, an option that the Senate is considering. Rod Bain has a report on what took place in that Senate committee hearing room last week.
Canada and Mexico, per a World Trade Organization ruling against U.S. mandatory country of origin labeling on meat products, wants retaliatory tariffs against U.S. exports, as much as over $3 billion.
It doesn't matter if you're pro-COOL or anti-COOL. You cannot ignore the fact that retaliation is imminent and we must avoid it.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas led a hearing Thursday on how to prevent this retaliation. While the House recently voted on a measure to repeal mandatory COOL, the Senate Ag Committee's ranking member, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, is offering legislation which includes
the removal of beef and pork from the mandatory labeling provisions deemed non-compliant by the WTO, the establishment of a completely voluntary product of U.S. label for beef and pork, similar to the voluntary Canadian label.
The U.S. recently appealed the amounts Canada and Mexico are asking for retaliatory tariffs, requesting WTO arbitration. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. A bill by Senator Stabenow calling for voluntary country of origin labeling for beef and pork has seen mixed reactions as it contradicts the House bill that offered a full repeal of COOL. In a statement released by House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway, he notes by leaving in place a host of federally mandated requirements, Stabenow's bill still creates unnecessary compliance costs and prolongs this failed experiment. But National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said while NFU is not pleased that Congress is intervening in the WTO process, this approach is much improved from the House bill that would repeal COOL even beyond the scope of the WTO dispute. But on the other hand, the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, North American Meat Institute, and more all agree it's time for COOL to be repealed rather than risk retaliation. Now, many realize that retaliation is imminent, and the U.S. cannot delay in preventing the expected $3.2 billion in sanctions on U.S. products that range from meat and chocolate to jewelry and furniture. According to USDA, mandatory COOL has already cost the U.S. beef, pork and chicken sectors approximately $1.8 billion. And Senator Roberts said he will continue to work with Stabenow and others in trying to find a solution. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.